The roar of the hurricane now was overwhelming. The house shook, and the ceiling in the living room was falling piece by piece. The French doors in an upstairs room blew in with an explosive sound, and the group heard gun-like reports as others' upstairs windows disintegrated. Water rose above their ankles. Then the front door started to break away from its frame. John and Charlie put their shoulders against it, but a blast of water hit the house, flinging open the door and shoving them down the hall. The generator was doused, and the lights went out. Charlie licked his lips and shouted to John, "I think we're in real trouble. That water tasted salty." The sea had reached the house, and the water was rising by the minute. "Everybody out the back door to the cars," John yelled. "We'll pass the children along between us. Count them, 9. The children went from adult to adult, like buckets in a fire brigade. But the cars wouldn't start. They were killed by water. The wind was too strong, and the water too deep to flee on foot. "Back to the house," John yelled. "Count the children. Count 9. As they scrambled back, John ordered, "Everybody on the stairs." Frightened, breathless and wet, the group settled on the stairs, which were protected by 2 interior walls. The children put the cat, Spooky, and a box with her 4 kittens on the landing. She peered nervously at her litter. The neighbor's dog curled up and went to sleep.